Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Tuesday morning, May 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Rock breaks. ESGOLD Corporation expands Montauban land position with 44 additional mineral claims. The company has entered into agreements to acquire the claims, totaling about 2,448 hectares, around the Montauban Gold-Silver Project. The acquisition includes $70,000 in cash and 600,000 shares valued at $300,000, subject to closing conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR News breaks. McEwen Inc. files NI 43-1011 technical report for Tartan Mine Project. McEwen Inc. has filed an independent National Instrument 43-101 technical report for its Tartan Mine Project in Manitoba. The report supports the mineral resource estimate of 308,900 ounces of gold in indicated resources and 302,700 ounces in inferred resources, with an effective date of December 31st, 2025. ODIA highlights LT350's AI infrastructure that doesn't compete for power, water, or land as large data centers face restrictions. ODIA Inc. highlights LT350 as a scalable, low-impact alternative to large AI data centers facing restrictions. Recent halts in Denmark and Aurora, Illinois, underscore the need for innovative solutions. LT350's distributed grid-supportive infrastructure addresses concerns like power, water, and land use. The patented architecture offers a clean, quiet, and community-friendly approach to AI deployment, providing a solution to the growing tension between AI demand and traditional data center models.
From capital to catalysts, Canemera Energy Metals Corp's $10 million raise sets the stage for rare earth exploration momentum. Canemera Energy Metals Corp has raised $10 million in the past 4 months, fueling its expansion in the critical minerals sector. With active exploration programs in Brazil, Canada, and the United States, the company is set to complete several drilling programs soon. Promising results from recent tests and surveys indicate a positive outlook for Canemera's rare earth exploration activities.
Mining news breaks. Lifezone Metals Limited closes $25 million share offering. Lifezone Metals Limited has closed a $25 million share offering with institutional investors, selling 5,700,000 ordinary shares at $4.40 each. The company plans to use the proceeds for exploration activities in Burundi and Tanzania, PGM recycling, hydromet research, and general corporate purposes. Roth Capital Partners acted as the sole placement agent for the transaction.
Rock breaks. Max Power Mining Corp. appoints Tony Van Bergsteden as Chief Financial Officer. Max Power Mining Corp. announced the appointment of Tony Van Bergsteden as Chief Financial Officer, effective immediately, as the company advances toward commercial evaluation of its Saskatchewan natural hydrogen platform. Van Bergsteden, a member of the company's board and former CFO of Orano Canada, succeeds Ryan Chung, who has served as CFO since June 2025.
Investor news breaks. American Fusion Inc. reduces authorized shares and provides financing update. American Fusion Inc. has reduced its authorized common shares and secured approximately $793,000 in financing year-to-date under a fixed-price prepaid warrant structure. The company canceled about 1.683 billion shares, aligning its capital structure with current needs. The proceeds, part of a $3 million commitment, will support corporate operations, technology development, and commercialization initiatives.
American Fusion TM Inc. expands its patent portfolio with hundreds of filings for its Texitron TM Fusion platform. The company is developing 9 reactor models, including a 5 megahertz demo unit and a 100 megahertz design for commercial use. Management highlights the importance of intellectual property for long-term commercialization. American Fusion is also preparing for its Q1 2026 SEC filing and potential listing on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.